From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Thursday, June 6th. A letter clearing Shasta County's district attorney of a misconduct allegation wasn't shared with the public for months. On Tuesday, county supervisors voted to hire an investigator to find out why. NSPR's Adia White has the story.
Supervisor Patrick Jones had accused the county's district attorney, Stephanie Bridget, of misconduct after she didn't pursue criminal charges against Pacific Gas and Electric for its role in the Zog fire. Instead, she negotiated a settlement for victims. Jones received a letter from the California Attorney General's office in January that cleared Bridget of wrongdoing, but didn't share it publicly. That's according to reporting from the Reading Record Searchlight. Bridget didn't learn she had been cleared until just over a month ago. Now, Shasta County supervisors want to investigate whether Jones violated any laws when he chose not to share the letter. The paper reports the board voted 4-1 Tuesday to hire an outside investigator to see if Supervisor Jones violated any laws. For NSPR News, I'm Adia White.
The city of Chico may soon restrict the amount of vehicle traffic in Lower Bidwell Park. City councilors Tuesday discussed a plan that would ban motorized vehicles on Peterson Road and South Park Drive on weekends and holidays. Residents showed mixed feelings about reserving the roads for pedestrians. Many mentioned accessibility as a concern, citing cars as a necessary means of transportation for those with disabilities. Bryce Goldstein, a resident in favor of the closure, told the council that cars could also create an accessibility issue.
There are also people with disabilities or low-income people who don't have access to cars, and we need to consider them too.
Councilmember Tom Van Overbeck motioned for staff to bring back more information about traffic in the area before making a decision. His motion passed 5-1 with one absence. Chico's Public Works Director told NSPR the requested information is set to come back in 3 to 6 months. And during Tuesday's meeting, Chico's City Council approved the 2024-2025 city budget. Some budget decisions included allocating $300,000 for fire mitigation projects in Lindo Channel and $250,000 to a fund to help bring commercial flights to Chico's airport. The approval passed in a 5-1 vote, with one council member absent. And in other news, many Chico State students who could receive CalFresh benefits to reduce their grocery bills don't apply. That's according to Amy Gonzalez, director of CalFresh Outreach at Chico State.
Stigma is a big reason why college students are not taking advantage of these benefits. And so we're really trying to make it seem like this is just financial aid for food. You know, a lot of students there's not a lot of stigma with financial aid now compared to what it was in the past. And we want to kind of emulate that with CalFresh food benefits as well.
Gonzalez says her office also helps students apply for CalFresh. She says that's particularly helpful because there are some extra steps and requirements for students. A new report looking at the University of California system and community colleges found low enrollment rates for eligible students. Among UC undergraduates, only about 22% who were eligible were receiving CalFresh benefits. The California Policy Lab report did not include California State University system data, but its authors told the news site EdSource they hope to add those campuses in the future. And Butte County residents will have the chance to voice their opinion on budget shortfalls at a town hall meeting in Oroville next week. The Chico Enterprise Record reports that over the last several years, the county has balanced its budget by using millions in one-time funding sources, which officials say is not sustainable. Officials will discuss adding a 1% sales tax on the November ballot to close the years-long budget gap. The paper reports the meeting will give residents a place to voice their opinion on the budget and potential sales tax measure. The meeting will be at the State Theater in Oroville, 5:30 Monday evening. And it's graduation season, and many residents will celebrate with balloons. But PG&E is warning that metallic balloons can be dangerous amid the triple-digit heat wave hitting the North State this week. Officials warn metallic balloons are conductors for electricity. If they accidentally float into and make contact with power lines, they can short out transformers and cause power outages and potentially spark fires. They advise residents to avoid using these types of balloons around overhead power lines and to make sure metallic balloons are never released outside. People who assault a doctor or other on-duty healthcare worker outside of a hospital can go to jail under current California law. But the law doesn't cover assault and battery cases inside emergency rooms. A bill to add ERs to the law is advancing in the state legislature. Cap Radio's Steve Milne reports.
I've been punched, slapped, kicked, spit on, and verbally harassed at work, and that's not a unique experience.
ER doctor Anna Yap works at the UC Davis Med Center in Sacramento. Yap told lawmakers she and her colleagues view workplace violence as part of the job.
There's also the belief that nothing will be done if we try to report, and we're oftentimes discouraged from reporting because it's too much work or it's not worth it.
Critics of the bill say they agree that healthcare workers have a right to do their jobs without being harmed, but say increasing the severity of punishment does little to deter crime. Leslie Caldwell-Houston is with the California Public Defenders Association.
The enhanced sentencing does not deter bad behavior or ensure safety. I'm very concerned at the testimony that staff is discouraged from filing complaints. This law isn't going to fix that.
The bill has passed the Senate Public Safety Committee. It goes next to Appropriations. Steve Milne, Cap Radio News.
Finally, we have a correction to a story that aired in headlines on Tuesday about the sentencing of Asadi Coleman, the perpetrator of a 2022 mass shooting in Oroville. That story inaccurately stated the number of people injured in the shooting. During the 2022 shooting, one person was killed and four people were injured. NSPR regrets the error. And those are your headlines for Thursday, June 6th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.